Today, I'm visiting Steve Sneed in his office in Seattle Center House, or Armory Building. And Steve, could you please talk about your role?
Well, I am what's called the Managing Artistic Director of Cultural Programs inside of what is public programming here at Seattle Center. Seattle Center is comprised of essentially, for programming purposes, two units, a commercial end and a public end. The public side, we do free events, festivals, events, concerts, performances. And on the commercial end, those are rented. People rent the space and pay commercial rates to use our venues. So in public programs, we are we have our cultural festival series called Festall. And we have several other cultural events along with the Festall series of festivals. So this year, we're celebrating the 50th anniversary of Seattle Center, established back in 1962. And we are doing tons of events this year in celebration of that, those 50 years.
Yeah, so I know that 1962 was actually the year of Seattle's Fair. Mm-hmm. That actually was initially supposed to follow in the theme of Alaska, Yukon, Pacific Northwest.
Yes.
Exposition.
Mm-hmm.
And it didn't exactly happen because it kind of got into a theme of Cold War and space exploration and future to show that we're not behind the USSR.
Yeah.
But I guess the next 50 is not going to be following that theme at all.
No, no. The idea... and it's interesting, we have a World's Fair exhibit on campus right now during this 50th celebration, which is 6 months of activities at Seattle Center. And the World's Fairs, when I went through the exhibit, one of the things I noticed is that there seemed to be a general theme of sort of projecting forward, looking into the future in terms of what society would be like. The Yukon Exposition, as I think about it, what I know of it at least, it didn't seem to have as much of that looking forward, say, as, for example, with, say, the Chicago World's Fair.
Yeah, it was more like to show that Pacific Northwest has developed.
Yes, right,
there's
right.
There's something here mm-hmm. worth checking or
right, right, because
investing.
Pretty fairly new at that point, the Pacific Northwest. So, but with our next 50 our celebration, the idea is to really celebrate, it's not a World's Fair, but it is to celebrate the establishment of this place, Seattle Center, which we are all so fond of and celebrate and come together for so many reasons. So it's really about just kind of highlighting this venue.
And, the goal is mostly celebration.
Yeah,
of the
yeah.
Venue.
Mm-hmm. It's kind of like a big birthday party, you might say.
Yeah, yeah. I read that you're credited for revitalizing the Longston Hughes Center.
Oh,
so
mm-hmm.
you're a big believer in youth and civic gathering. And
yeah, yeah.
So mm-hmm. is that the theme you're planning to explore while being the managing director here?
Well, youth are always important, and when you're talking about the future and what's to take place, and my experience is arts and. And young people are just always a part of that. I mean, I think that's very much a part of the future because young people will grow up and they'll be my age and then hopefully they'll do the same thing. They'll bring the young people along to help carry our culture into the next age or the next phase of whatever it might look like. So, yeah.
So how did Polish Festival find its way to the next 50 celebrations?
Well, it's an interesting question. Actually, a couple of the people from the Polish community approached me maybe 2 years ago now, I think it was. And 2 years ago, we were right in the midst of downsizing. And we were being asked to reduce our budgets and reduce. And one of the things we do with the cultural festivals is we provide support. And it also every addition of another program is an increase in the cost and the expense. And so we had decided that we would freeze all additions of more events. And so then, of course, the celebration came along, and I saw that as an opening to allow some organizations who had been wanting to be a part of the Festool series or at least be here on campus to come on and do their events. And who knows, you know, what will happen in the future. But one thing I've come to understand in my time here at Seattle Center is that most of the groups here, we're sort of in a transition time. Most of the festivals and events that have been here, they've been here for about 30 years. So we're celebrating 50 years of Seattle Center being here, and the events have been here for about 30. Some of them are finding that they're not able to continue. So we may find some openings for new events and other events to come along. But and once I visited the Polish Hall, I knew that the Polish community had the capacity to come to the Seattle Center and be able to produce just a great festival. That was one thing I could see. And that's part of the challenge in today's times, in that the 50 years ago or 30 or 40 years ago, in fact, I performed in Bumbershoot about 25 years ago. And when I performed in Bumbershoot back then, I performed on the grass. There was no stage. There was not all the big elaborate.
You were an actor, so that was part of it.
Well, I'm a musician also.
Oh, a musician.
So I was playing. I had a group. Yeah, I had a drum and dance group, and I was playing the kungas. And I was probably 18 or so, and the festival was fairly new. But in this time, it has grown. And so our capacity, our expectation has grown so that the small sort of community-based feel for an event is a little more difficult to do in the space now. Now the requirement, the need, our expectation even is a lot higher. So it's it takes a lot more to enter into the space and do an event.
So do you think there is room for Polish Festival to be a part of Festo?
Well, it's hard to say now. It takes a decision of many minds, and after we complete the 50th anniversary, we'll look at we did about 400 additional events this year, and so we'll look at
unmanageable number of events.
Yes, it is. We can say that for sure. But we embraced, you know, the communities who wanted to be here and wanted to do events, and so we've done all we can to make it happen. But we'll sit back and we'll say, okay, so what will we be able to continue? What can we afford to do? What, you know, and we'll evaluate based on all the new additional events we've done. So
yeah, certainly a very big event for Polish community.
Yes,
to be able to carry on.
Oh, yeah.
Of this venue.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
It is a very important event for us.
Yeah.
So yeah. Thank you for having us.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Well,
thank you for being able to do it.
Thank you.
Well, I guess I'd just like to say I hope to see a great turnout. I'm sure I will.
We're working on
it. I hope that I hope that it is enjoyable for all who have participated, and that Seattle Center has been a great venue for this festival. And I really look forward to it. I ate at the restaurant at the Polish Hall, and the food was excellent. So I know that whenever you have good food, you have a good festival.
And it helps a lot.
I think
there is a plan to have 4 food vendors and about 100 of performers.
Yeah, yeah.
So
yeah.
The plans are quite ambitious.
Yeah, yeah. So it should
That's
be
awesome. Yeah, my first memory of Seattle is actually the New Year's Eve, because we moved here at the end of November of 2000.
Uh-huh.
And I came to Seattle Center House to spend the New Year's Eve.
Oh, yeah.
And there
was
a carnival. There was lots of live music.
Right. Yeah,
and the fireworks. So my son and my husband, that's how we remember the first year in Seattle.
Because
the very important event was actually here.
Yeah, yeah. Well, that is a memory that a lot of Northwestern people have, people who live in the great Northwest. So I'm glad to hear that.
Yeah. Mm. Thank you very much, then.
All right. Well, thank you.
Things go well.
Okay, me too.